I have recapped the beginning of the season for University of Dayton softball, so let me talk with Kara Clark right now, and your impressions about winning 4 out of 5 on that first trip.
We were really happy with our first opening weekend competitions. We felt like we were successful and efficient in all phases of the game, and it was a great start for us.
All right, Deidre Flaherty, big opening day, 3 for 3 in the first game, 3 for 4 in the second game, 41 hits last year, but she came out of the gate quickly. What were your impressions of her?
Yeah, she swings a real powerful bat, but the thing that's really impressive is that she can hit to all fields, and she's got a really impressive short game as well. So she's got both sides of the finesse and the power. She can be explosive, and she can also move runners. So whatever the game calls for, she's able to execute.
And the Presbyterian game, Juliana Gonzalez, local product, sophomore, 11, 3 hits, 3 runs scored. What are your expectations from her for the season?
Juliana's going to be really key to our infield defense. She has an understanding of our system and the matchups with our pitching rotation and what kind of balls in play she's going to be asked to cover on defense. And then offensively, she is just really versatile. She is a great situational hitter. Again, she's moving runners really well, getting on base. Her on-base percentage is pretty high. So she had a really successful outing as well.
All right, so let's talk about pitching. I'm not going to say it starts and ends with Izzy Kemp. That's not true. But first of all, you mentioned to me that she has an honor from her performance over the weekend, which is?
Izzy was named the Atlantic 10 Pitcher of the Week for this opening week. So that was a great honor, which means that she was recognized by the league as being the strongest pitcher this week across the board in the conference.
6 innings, 9 strikeouts, no decision in the Western Michigan loss, and then she and Linneman combined on a one hitter and had 10 strikeouts in the 3-0 win over Presbyterian. What is your did your strategy change pitching Izzy in these non-conference sets versus when you get into the A-10 play?
You know, it really does. We're trying to have a broad pitching staff, and so we've got to let our other pitchers experience different roles and different situations, and so where we can utilize Izzy and where we think it's a good matchup, clearly she's going to be in there, but she's going to be able to have quite a few innings in the conference season, and so being able to get the rest of our pitchers prepared for their potential roles is really important this time of year.
A lot of people are not familiar with women's softball in terms of the toll it takes on the arm. Could she go out and pitch 2, 3, 4 days in a row?
You know, I suppose it's possible, but we want to make sure we're playing our best softball in May. And so if we can make sure she's got a pretty full tank by the time we get to postseason, that's going to be the goal.
So are you looking for a dependable backup? I shouldn't say backup starter to her, but second starter, because, of course, of the loss of Dwyer.
You know, that's a big loss for sure. She had a lot of innings, and her leadership and expertise was invaluable. And so replacing her is going to be by committee. And we've got a deep pitching staff that I think can fill some of those needs.
You mentioned, I think we should bring up in your 9-3 win over Moorhead, Kostelic, 4 2/3 shutout relief innings. So are you looking maybe to groom her as a starter? If not, the role she's in, will it stay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kate's a great combination to a lot of our different pitchers. What she does is really unique. We don't have someone like her on our staff, and so using her in combination or on the back end of a start is probably going to be the best use of her skill set.
Okay, so you're in your 19th year, coming into the season, 445 wins at UD, 30-18 last year. What motivates you to still do this? I always like to talk to coaches who've been doing it forever. Why do you still, I hate the question, why do you get up in the morning? But what fuels your fire?
Yeah, I think they just feel like this is one of the best jobs anyone could have who is competitive, who loves being around people and likes to have a positive impact on young student athletes. We have wonderful student athletes in our program, phenomenal parent support, really strong administration. It's a great university to be a part of. There's just so many reasons why we are still kind of looking to achieve the next trophy and the next accomplishment. And I think we've just kind of scratched the surface on what we can do here. We're really trying to create a softball legacy here at UD.
So you make these trips, then you come home back to snow and cold. How challenging is it to get ready to face these teams in the South when you're practicing, and how do you practice indoors, and what are your limitations?
Yeah, Yeah, I think it can be a little bit discouraging when all we want to do is get on the dirt and the grass, but we are able to have really efficient practices, work on our different skill sets. Our facilities are phenomenal. We're able to get quality work in with the facilities that we do have, and then once we are able to get outside in a couple weeks, that's just a cherry on top.
Hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed, but the first home game is scheduled for St. Patrick's Day. But your first 15, including these five you just had, are on the road. So you'll have a good indication of where the team stands. Let's talk about the hitting. We really haven't done that. Obviously, the big loss was Emma Shooter with her 266 career hits. Wong Capsimalis also lost. Where do you look for the people to pick up the slack? I guess you start with Kiernan Bailey, your top hitter back from last year, hitting 325.
Yeah, we've got to replace three of our top hitters from last year, and top in numbers, but also top of our batting order. And so we're looking for people that can get on base consistently, and Kiernan has shown that she can do that. She's a threat, multiple capacities with her speed, with her short game, and with her power. And so it really does kind of start with her, and then we're looking for consistency, through the middle of the order, and we found that. We've scored, I think, 25 runs in four games, and so that's a great average. I think our best February, we scored 52 runs, and so we're about halfway there. We're on pace to have probably the best February offensively that we've had in recent history, and so we're doing it by committee. We're really trying to win each inning and take one play at a time and try to put good swings on pitches and have quality balls in play, and we've been able to execute that game plan.
So our final question for UD softball coach Kara Clark will be as follows. Five games coming up this weekend in Elon, North Carolina. Quality of opponent as you look at it. Better, same, maybe a little lacking from what you faced last weekend?
Well, Elon was a conference champion last year. They did graduate quite a few people, but we're trying to match ourselves up with some teams that have postseason experience, so it gives us some preparation going into our conference season. And then we turn around and we come back to Kentucky, and we play Kentucky, Michigan State, and Murray State all at the top of their conferences as well. So I feel like we've been tested early in our pre-conference, and then once we open up A-10 play, we'll be ready for the variety of teams that we'll be facing.
And we thank Kara Clark, and that is our halftime.